Okay, so how do you want to start here? Ezra's not here today?
He was here earlier.
He was here earlier?
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't think about the Baltimore. We just did the Re and the Rehatan.
Okay.
Is the Re different than the Ron, or does he just add that point about why it is that he did teach it in the case of Nehemiah? But it's the same sheet, though.
I think the Ron is holding like the Re. He brings down all the sheetas.
Right, it's the same sheet
as the Re. All right. So what's the question here? How do you want to start? How do we start? What's the problem here?
Rabbeinu Tam
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Tam makes a lot of sense.
I don't think so.
Let's question on the Re. Let's take the Re. Okay. The guy. If what the guy did was not something that the Jew needed, right? The guy could have done, the Jew could have gotten this benefit without the guy. So why should it be usher? I mean, it's not the product of if the Jew didn't need the malacha, right? So why shouldn't he be able to use it? I mean, the guy's not really doing malacha, right? It's not like the maisa of the guy is a maisa ro, and it's a chilul Shabbos, and therefore it automatically becomes usur from chilul Shabbos. It would seem it's not. The Jew, the Yisrael, drinking the water. That's Rabbeinu Tam's argument. He says, "What's the product over here? What's the benefit? The benefit would seem to be that the Jew can drink from the water of the well. Now, was the guy necessary for that? Was Chilul Shabbos necessary for that? No. Right. So what's the reason of Rabbeinu Tam? In other words, where the malacha doesn't seem to be necessary for the I understand when he lights a candle, so you couldn't have had or without a malacha. So there's a definite relationship between the product and the ma'isa malacha. It would seem like logically you would want to go down and say. Logically, it would seem that you'd want to say that the product of malacha is usher and Shabbos. That's the way you would try to approach it initially. That the product of malacha is usher and Shabbos, right? But so I understand that by the candle, by the ramp, by those things you understand, because. The malacha is to make the light. Well, the malacha is to build the ramp, right? So that is the product of the malacha. That's the product of the malacha. The Yisrael can't have this or without malacha. So there's an intrinsic relationship between the malacha and the thing he's nana from. So you could say. Malacha of Shabbos created it, right? But here, it's not true. I mean, the water was there, and the access was there. Everything was there without the Malacha of Shabbos, right? Everything was there without the Malacha of Shabbos. It'd be like the case he has a case later on, like if a guy would take something out and bring it back in. Outside the Tchum and bring it back in. So the Gemara says, it doesn't lose its first malacha. It's like something happened to it, but it wasn't necessary. So what do you say?
At the end of the day, even though it's true you could have accomplished this without malacha, it was accomplished by malacha. So.
But how do you define? The question is, how do you define? What's the definition of saying that when a guy does malacha, it's usher to be nenef on it? Right.
Mm.
The point I'm trying to make over here is this, that even the Ron who says he's Makariv to you, right? But Makariv is not the Malacha. The malacha is not bringing water close. Those are all ideas. No one's really, if you look at the Lashon, they speak generally about the maisa of the guy, not the malacha of the guy. Right? Lo'ahani li maisav. The focus is not on the question, is this a product of the malacha of Shabbos? That's the point I'm trying to illustrate. Okay? So why is that? Why is that not the question? And how do you define? Because that would be a simple way to define something being usur, saying it was produced through malacha. That's why it's usur. But that doesn't seem to be the approach that that the Rishonim are taking over here. And that's what I was trying to bring out yesterday with Rabbeinu Tam. Even Rabbeinu Tam, where the grasses are on the other side of the river, it's not that the malacha over there, it's not that the grasses now are the product of malacha because they were on the other side of the river. The malacha is done. The malacha is done when he does the katsira. And that's not what's producing them, because they could have been produced, because over here you have katsira too, and that's not considered producing the product of malacha. It's not just a simple question of did the malacha create something. It's a question, like a more complicated question. Did the thing that the guy do have a malacha in it, and were you benefited by it in some way? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? How do you define that? It veers off of a simple definition. So the question, one question is, first question I'm at is why? Why is it not like that? Why can't it just be the simple definition? And how do you define it? So I think the answer to the first question is something that we've been mentioning, that the guy doesn't have a malacha, right? The guy doesn't have ma'isa malacha. To say, here's where he did a malacha. At this point, he produced iser. That whole analysis is not shaykh to a guy. Okay, in terms of the ma'isa, that's what the Ri holds. The Ri's shita, it would seem to me that the Ri holds like this, that it's true that you could have drunk the water by going into the boar. So technically speaking, the product of the mayim of the boar is not necessary for malacha. It's not necessary. Malacha is not necessary for the product of mayim from the boar. Right? That's the crux of Rabbeinu Tam's question. The mayim of the boar, what did the guy produce for you? He produced mayim from a boar. Did you need him for that? No. Right? But the Ri says like this. He says, you can't break up, since the guy is not shayach at all to maisa malacha, you can't quantify his actions by maisa malacha. It's not like a Jew. By a Jew I can say, oh, at that point he did malacha. At that point he's doing normal things. Right? You can't break up the guy's maisa and say, here he's involved in malacha and here he's just involved in being makariv or something. But so therefore, what the Ri says is that there's only one other way to go. The other way to go is like this. You take his entire Maisa, from beginning to end, and as long as there's a Malacha in it, the whole Maisa is qualified by Malacha. You understand? Yeah. You don't say he did a maisa malacha. It's not that we're looking at him and we're saying, when did he do the malacha? And did you benefit from that particular maisa that he did that was the malacha? The Ri says it's one simple question. You can't, that's only good if you can take his actions and break them up in terms of malachos, but you can't. His actions are the same for himself from start to finish. The only question we can say is that so the halacha is that if his maisa was the product of a malacha for us, then his entire maisa is qualified by malacha. Okay? And then the question is, was I a nene from his maisa? You understand? The Re says that you're asking the wrong question. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, but you weren't nana from the malacha part. He said, but there's no malacha part. There's nothing like that. There's no malacha part of the guy's maisa. It's all one maisa. Was I a nana from his maisa? Did I benefit in any way from his maisa? Yes, because I don't have to go to the board to get the water. Is that a benefit to you? Of course it's a benefit to you. So now you are a nana from the maisa of the guy. Now, was the guy's maisa qualified by malacha? Yes. Then you are nana from a maisa of a... That's the issue. To be nana from the maisa of a guy, that's qualified by malacha. Not to be nana from the guy's maisa malacha, because the guy doesn't have a maisa malacha. So the only way it's formulated is you take the whole maisa of the guy, right? And if that maisa is built upon a malacha, that was where the guy would bring it out and bring it back in. So he didn't do anything. It's here. It was here before. It was here. It's here now, right? The maisa of the guy is completely even in terms of a maisa, it's nothing. He's not mahana you at all. But you take the maisa that you're a nana from, and if that maisa, in our framework, if that maisa contains a malacha, then the whole activity of the guy has the shame malacha. That would seem to be the Re. That would seem to be the way the Re is learning. But he still requires some hana. Of course, you have to be a nana from his maisa. That's why he has to be makarvet. At least he has to be makarvet to you. But even according to the Re, it would seem if the guy, for instance, just pick the grass that your animal is about to eat and just held it in his hand, that's nothing. You have no noticer in that. Yeah.
I don't understand how on the one hand we're saying that the guy's malacha...
The guy's maisa.
We can't focus on the guy's malacha because he doesn't have malacha.
So the guy's maisa. All we can say is the guy's maisa.
But
the guy's maisa, you can't break it up. There's nothing to break it up by because it's all the same. It's all the same. There's no distinction.
I know, but my question is, if on the one hand we're saying we're going that route because we can't recognize that the guy did a malacha because he doesn't exist in the world of malacha, how can we then say that his maisa had a malacha in it?
Because that's the whole isser over here. The whole isser is that the chacham are trying to do something that doesn't have a natural existence. They're trying to qualify the guy's maisa with malacha and say you can't partake of it. It's the rabbanon. It's midrabanan, but midrabanan, he's saying they can't do the impossible either. They can't say that the guy is like a Jew on Shabbos and we'll just treat him like every mice he does is like a mice malacha, because it's not going to work.
I'm not arguing for that. I'm arguing how it is we do recognize it.
Midrabanan. No, the rabbanan can do it. The rabbanan can do it. But the question is, how do they do it? So he's saying they're not gonna say that the guy is maisa is a maisa malacha. That's not possible. But what they can do is they can say that they can't say the guy is doing malacha, but they can say the guy's maisa has the quality of malacha. But not because he's doing the malacha. It's because in my framework, that maisa was built on malacha, in terms of the Jew. But since it's only coming from the Jew's standpoint, and it's not in the maisa of the guy itself, you can't break it up and say this part is malacha, this part is not malacha. The whole maisa has one quality. So therefore, that's the issa. To be nana from the maisa of a guy that is qualified by malacha. The Jew is not qualified by malacha. The Jew does malacha. Malacha here is a quality in the guy's activity. It's not an actuality. It's just a taint. But the whole maisa is tainted by the shame malacha.
So can you tell me, according to the Kiboy, why he holds it?
According to what?
He's saying that, well, by Kiboy, he's saying that you're not a nana from that malacha. That's what he was saying before. You're not considered a nana in terms of making him do it al das. Well, it also has to be, it only has the taint of malacha when it's done for the Jew. When it's done for the one who has the shame halacha. Has to be done for the Jew, otherwise it has no shame halacha at all. That was what he was saying before. He was saying, if the product, if there's no product that's going to be the Jews, then the whole thing is considered al das atzmo. It's just, it's considered al das atzmo. But otherwise, you're right. Yeah. But what do you say for Rabbeinu Tam? You want to say something else for the Ri? You have another idea for the Ri?
Can you, what was the answer to
Nisan's
question?
No, that's what Tosa was saying before. That's the other. Saying that's considered al das atzmo. Since there's no product, the Maisa is considered on its own.
So never enters into this. Right. We never get this far.
Right. You want to say something? Maybe you have something. Go ahead. Don't be. I shouldn't have said something first. I think Rabbeinu Tam is hard. Rabbeinu Tam is hard. Yeah.
Are you saying that? Sorry, go back to the question. Are you saying that there is a product here being produced by the Maimonides?
Yes. Yes. You are being nana from a mice of the guy. That's the point. The point I'm trying to make is you got to bring this all out of the framework of malacha. In terms of the guy, you don't look at it in terms of malacha. You look at his mice. And then there's a question: is the mice qualified by malacha? But in terms of being a nene, you look at the malacha. You look at the maisa. And you say, what's the maisa? The maisa is, he brought me water. He brought me water. Right? So am I a nene from that maisa? Yes, because I'm drinking the water that he brought me. Right? And is that maisa qualified by malacha? Yes. So to drink it, would be a nene from a maisa of a guy on Shabbos. That's qualified by malacha. Right? But not a maisa malacha of the guy. That's the point, that's the chiddush I'm trying to say over here. That there's no maisa malacha of a guy. Because a guy doesn't do malacha. So the only we can't take the guy and then transpose Chil Shabbos onto him and say whenever he acts like I would be doing Chil Shabbos,
right.
That's a thing. Right? It's that you got to treat the whole Maisa as one entity. It's indivisible. It's indivisible, and as long as part of it has something that to me is a Chil would be a Chil Shabbos would be an Isser. The whole Maisa of the guy, to me, is qualified by Issa.
So you're saying the problem with Rabbeinu Tam is that he seems to treat it as though there is an actual...
The problem with Rabbeinu Tam is somehow he's breaking it up.
Yeah.
He's breaking it up. But he's not breaking it up, breaking it up on the strict Malacha framework. Because like by the Asavman, the other side of the river, or the Balamor is even stranger, right? Mm-hmm. But the Rabbeinu Tam... Say what's the product of that? What was the product of that? That they're tlushim, right? But that's not why I'm a nana. I'm a nana from because of the second maisa.
Right. So he's including the maisa in some sense.
Right. He too is including the maisa in some sense. Yeah. Rabbeinu Tam is difficult. Rabbeinu Tam is difficult. But what does he say? He says, or at least in the Ran, he explains him. He puts it in a funny way. He says he's not nene from the Maisa. He's not nene from his Maisa. He's not nene from his Maisa. Right? Lo ahani be Maisa. His Maisa didn't benefit him, he's saying. His Maisa didn't benefit him. It's almost like he's arguing about whether he's a nene. Right?
Yeah.
It's almost like he's arguing about whether he's a nene. So what does a nana mean? What does a nana? What does it mean that his mice is... And then the Ron says, no, he is Mahani because he's Makarvit. Right? So what's the simple... So when are you a nana from somebody when you're not? What does it mean if you benefited from somebody?
There's some need that they're fulfilling.
There's some need that you're fulfilling, or the other person is fulfilling. Yeah. He's... Right, so in other words... So if I'm thirsty and I'm standing over here, so if somebody brings me water, he's benefiting me. Why? Because he's saving me the trip to get the water. I need the water. Right? And he's saving me the trip to get the water. Right? He's saving me the trip to get the water. So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam is saying, Rabbeinu Tam can't argue on that. I mean, he can't argue. He can't say he's not saving you anything. He is definitely saving you the trip. Definitely thank the guy when he gives you a glass of water, even though you could have walked over to the tap. So what does he mean he's not mahani you? What does he mean he's not mahani you?
In terms of the key of what he did for you.
What do you mean?
There was a when someone benefits you, so I was thinking maybe you could say there's a difference between the activity and the result. In other words, on the one hand, you're right. The fact that he brought the water to you saved you the trip.
Saved me the trip, right.
But if, let's say I was confined to a wheelchair or whatever, I couldn't get the water in the first place, so then it wasn't just a convenience that he provided me, but he provided me with the water itself. The fact that I'm able to drink now is because of him. So over here, the fact is I could have gotten the water myself.
Right.
So you can't say that he benefited me in that sense, because in terms of the realm of result, I could have gotten it myself. The only way you could say he benefited you is insofar as the convenience or the ease or the mechanism which allowed you to get the result.
It's still a benefit.
I'm not saying it's not a benefit, but it's a different kind of benefit.
Okay,
so maybe Rabbeinu Tam is saying that the only kind of benefit that's going to be usher, I mean, I don't know whether you're talking about the malacha or the maisa, or whatever, but the only kind of benefit that's going to be usher from a guy is if it's something which you couldn't achieve at all on Shabbos.
Right.
The guy just makes it more convenient for you. But
see,
you
and the re also
benefit.
Makes it simple. The re is also simpler because it's a uniform, universal thing.
Right.
Yeah. It's a uniform and a universal thing. As long as the guy's maisa contains malacha, right? It's qualified as a maisa visa. And now you don't say, well, Rabbeinu Tam is strange. Is that what? How do you consider the guy's maisa? I mean, is it a maisa issa or not? He says depends. If I'm going to drink, it's fine. If my cow's going to drink, it's a problem. Right. Yes, yeah, so you're saying there was. So in terms of the cow, it wouldn't have been able to get there.
The fact that the cow's drinking is hana, in addition to the fact that he's able to drink it over here.
Yeah.
Whereas the person, the only real benefit he's getting is the fact that he's drinking it over here. He could have just easily gone over there and drank over there. You can't talk about the drinking per se as a hana from the guy provided him.
So what's the machlokas on what definition of hana is? What do you say? I mean, I think in a sense you're right. I think that Rabbeinu Tam is arguing about being nene, right? About being a nene. He's saying lo ahani le maisa. In terms of you, the maisa is fixed. The maisa contains malacha, but the maisa does contain malacha. It's not arguing about that, because then it would be. Otherwise, it would be. It would be like parallel universes. If I'm coming with my animal, then the maisa contains malacha. If I'm coming for myself, the maisa doesn't contain malacha. I mean, the maisa either contains malacha or not. Mm-hmm. But it's a question of being a nene. And the thing is, it's difficult to... the only thing is, so what about the case of the Ivri Anar?
So in terms of the animal again, the animal couldn't eat it. It's not just a convenience anymore. In fact, the animal couldn't get it in the first place.
It seems to me like this, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that, see, the Ri is saying that since in other words, we're having a combination here of the Maisa of the Goy, which is an ordinary idea of Maisa, and the quality of Malacha, right? That's producing this Maisa Isser of the Goy. But we were saying before that how do you define Hana? Hana is that somebody is providing you with a need, right? Sometimes the need is the water should be closer to me. That's the Ri. So the Ri says, how do you determine the Shira Hana? What's the Shira Hana? The Shira of Hana is measured by the normal realm of Maisa alone. Now, what type of Hana? Since we're dealing since in truth the Goy's Maisa is a regular Maisa, right? The Goy's not doing Malacha, he's doing a regular Maisa. The only thing is we qualify it with Malacha from our standpoint, but the Isser is to be Nene from his Maisa. So as long as the Maisa is a normal Maisa Hana, that's considered to be Nene. Right? I mean, maybe it's too obvious. Right? Mm-hmm. But Rabbeinu Tam seems to be learning, not exactly like this, but let's just start out this way, that it's not a Hana of Maisa. It's not simply a Hana of Maisa. Because in terms of Maisa, the fact that I didn't have to walk down to the bottom of the pit is a Hana of Maisa. Because he saved me that Maisa. Right? Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Hana has to be a Hana that comes from Malacha. It has to be not that he saved me a Maisa, but he saved me a Malacha. In other words, the units of Hana, the measure of Hana, since this is an unusual case, where it's constructed of two different realms. In terms of the substance of what the person is doing is Maisa. That's the substance of what the guy is doing. But its quality comes from the quality that we're concerned with is Malacha. So it's somewhat of a hybrid, right? In terms of the physical action, it's a regular Maisa, but it becomes qualified by the idea of Malacha. But in itself is not a Maisa Malacha, it's just an ordinary Maisa. So now we say it's also to be a Nene from that, right? Which aspect of it expresses the Isser of Hana? Is it the ordinary Maisa? That's the Ri. The Ri's argument is the bottom line is an ordinary Maisa that happens to be isolated because of the quality of Malacha that it has. But what do we say? We say don't be Nene from his Maisa. Now, was his Maisa Mahanayu? Yes, because he saved you a Maisa. Instead of going to the bottom of the bar, he brought it to you. That was a Hanos Maisa, right? But the Rabbeinu Tam says it's true that it's a Maisa and it's qualified by Hana. And in terms of a Maisa, he was Mahaniyu. But that's not the definition of Hana over here. The definition of being a Mahane is not in terms of the substance of what the guy is doing, but it has to come from the quality by which we're isolating the guy's Maisa. How do we isolate this guy's Maisa from every other Maisa that the guy does? Because it's qualified by Malacha. So the Hana too has to be qualified by Malacha. So therefore, if the guy brought me the water from the bottom of the well, in terms of pure Maisa, it saved me a trip. But in terms of Malacha, was it the Hana that was qualified by Malacha? No. Because he didn't save me a Malacha. Because I could have gotten this without a malacha as well. You understand? Only considered saving me a malacha when I needed to do a malacha. Just like in Maisa, it's considered saving me a Maisa. If I needed to do the Maisa and he does it for me, right? Because that's our definition of Hana. When you need something and somebody is supplying it for you. So if I needed malacha to produce this, then I can say, and he does malacha for me, then I can say it's a hana'ah that stems from the malacha. Not a hana'ah of the ma'isa malacha per se. That's the tricky part, right? Like the asavim on the other side of the river.
Yeah,
it's not the hana'ah. That's why I said we're just going to start off this
right,
way.
Because you still are breaking down the, you know, Maisa somewhat, because you're focusing
right.
You're saying, in terms of considering whether you're a nana, then we look at this component.
Right. We look at the component, but we don't divorce it from its from
right.
the sub from the Maisa that it's attached to.
So I don't understand the case of the river. Why should that be us according to this? The cow could still have eaten it.
No, the cow could not have eaten it.
In terms of malacha, it could have.
You can't get across the river.
See, it doesn't matter
river.
Why you
so
can't
what?
Get there. It doesn't matter that the cow couldn't get there because the river was too big or whatever it was. It doesn't matter. In terms of Maisa, in terms of the Maisa feeding your cow these grasses, malacha is necessary.
I don't see that. It's not true.
Why?
Malacha is not necessary.
How else could you get your cow to those grasses? You can't. You have to bring the grasses to your cow. That's the fact. Fact is, you can't feed those. You can't bring your cow to the grass.
Is there
so what must you do? You must bring that grass to the cow. It's only that particular grass. By
what the Nahara yeah. case? Is there water blocking the grass, or is the grass accessible?
Which case? The Ivrei Anar?
Yeah. Oh, they're talking about Ivrei Anar. Okay, fine.
Right. It's inaccessible. The grasses are inaccessible. The grasses have to be inaccessible, otherwise there's no answer. Right. So, in other words, this Maisa feeding the cow these grasses cannot come about for me on Shabbos without Malacha. Right? only the Hanoah of that Maisa is also. Because that's a Maisa that has a Hanoah that's predicated on Malacha. In other words, Hanoos that demand the malacha. The hanoah itself has to have the quality of malacha. The hanoah itself has to be qualified by malacha. Just like the ma'isa that's usher is the ma'isa that's qualified by malacha. And that's a better way to put it. That in other words, everybody agrees, because we were saying, Ezra, that the guy doesn't do malacha. You can't say when a guy does malacha for you, that malacha that he does, whatever he produces, because the guy's not shayach to malacha. So the only thing we can say is, we have to look at the whole ma'isa. We can't break up the ma'isa and say, here he did malacha, here he was just doing the ordinary stuff. For the guy, there's no way to divide his action in terms of the Shulchan Aruch. So we have to take his whole ma'isa as one indivisible entity. And now the question is it qualified by malacha? Did it contain for us? Did it contain issa? But it's just a quality. It's not an actual division of his ma'isa. That's why we can't split it up. So the Ri says, as long as you're a nana from his ma'isa in any way, because essentially he's just doing a regular ma'isa. It's just we impose this idea, from our standpoint, we impose a quality of malacha. The guy didn't even do a ma'isa that has a quality of malacha. He just did a regular ma'isa. Right, but from our framework, we qualify this action as the quality of malacha to us. So the Ri says, but since it's just an ordinary ma'isa, and we're just asering it because it has a certain quality, any hanoah from the ma'isa is aser. It's not just the hanoah of the product of his ma'isa. There is no product of his ma'isa malacha. He has no ma'isa malacha. We just have to say the guy, this whole ma'isa of the guy. Is also for us to be nana from. So did he? So it's true you could have jumped to the bottom and gotten the water, but did he benefit you by bringing it to you? Of course, that's what the Ran says. The Ran says you couldn't have had the water here without the guy. That's what he means. He means you don't need a hanoah that has malacha. You just need a hanos maisa. Right? Says, who yochol lishtos mehem? He says, she'ayde malachto shel nochri, who yochol lishtos mehem b'mokom zeh. Right? A hanile maisov. He is a hanile maisov. Because of what he did that contained malacha, you are now able to drink it here. Is that a benefit? Of course. You'd say thank you if someone brought you a cup of water. So that's what the real is. You can't break it up. So you have to treat the whole maisa as one activity, and any hanor in the framework of maisa is awesome. But Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold that just like we're qualifying the maisa, just like we isolate this guy's maisa because it's qualified by malacha, it also has to be a hanor that's qualified by malacha. It's only qualified by malacha when the malacha was an integral part of the hanor itself. It's difficult. What about the Balamor? The Balamor is hard. The Balamor is difficult, right? Because the Balamor says that what? He says, even if the Derech, right? In other words, the Balamor holds that let's take the grasses, that's where he disagrees, essentially. Because if the grasses were on the other side of the river, of course it's Asar. No question about it. Right? Because you couldn't feed the animal at all. But he holds, even if there were, let's say, five places where you had to take your animal to feed, and the guy takes all five of them and puts them into one spot, right? That's Asar. Why? Because now you're a nana from him. Why? Because you couldn't have fed the cow in this derech. Without the guy, you would have to rove around and feed the cow in different places. But because of the guy, now you can feed him in one spot. But if he brought you a cup of water, that would be much of a drink. Why? Because you could have drunk the water in the bottom of the well. So on the one hand, he's agreeing with the Rabbeinu Tam, right? Because he holds that as long as the malacha wasn't necessary, it's mutter. But he has a funny thing. When it's a question of if it's necessary, right? He says it doesn't mean that the maisa was necessary, but even the way the maisa is done. Because Rabbeinu Tam would say that it would be mutter even though the grasses were all scattered around. Right? Because everything that the cow was eating, he could have eaten without the guy. Bite per bite, he could have eaten without the guy. The Balamor is different. He's saying, no, even if that's what he emphasizes, it's a different derech. See, I say maybe the Balamor is like you were saying before. Maybe the Balamor is disagreeing with the Ri in terms of what a nana is in general. He seems to hold that just being a makare of the thing is not considered hana. It has to be that the maisa itself was not available. So therefore he says, if this derech of feeding the cow was not available to you, then that's a whole new thing that the guy is producing. The guy has to make a qualitative change to be considered a mahanayim. Because really he's staying in the realm of maisa, like the Ri. Essentially he's staying in the realm of maisa. Not saying it has to be qualified, it has to be hanor that's qualified by malacha. Staying in the realm of Maisa, but he disagrees with the Ri on what's the most basic hanod, the Asur on Shabbos. He holds that just being makar of you something is not a hanod. That's not considered being nana from the guy's Maisa. Just kiruv. Has to be a qualitative thing. It doesn't have to be a quality of malacha, but it has to be qualitative in some way. Otherwise it's too insignificant of a hanod. It's like you have that like by Bishul Akam. Like what's the idea of Bishul Akam? You're not allowed to have. You're not allowed to be nene from the guy, from the guy's bishul, because of chasnas. But we say if it's something to intermarriage, you'll feel close to them and you'll start making relationships and lead to intermarriage. So that's why that's the issue of bishul akum. But we say if it's something that could have been eaten raw, even though the guy cooked it, it's mutter. Why? It's still bishul. It's still bishul. If you cook something that could be eaten raw on Shabbos, it's still bishul, right? But it's not defined by bishul. It's defined that a bishul of hanah.
Or the result of the bishul.
Has to be a certain level of that he's mahani you with the bishul. He's benefiting you with the bishul. Hmm. So if it could have been eaten raw, the bishul didn't really benefit you that much. It wasn't a qualitative change. So in terms of hanah, there are different ways to different standards. There's the hanah of just being makar of something, but that's not a qualitative hanah.
Right.
The Balamor held from the Mishnah, from the case of the grasses, the way he worked it out was that he didn't like the idea of Rabbeinu Tam. That hanah that's qualified hanah, it's a cumbersome definition of Rabbeinu Tam's definition. So it's better to say that they only asked a certain type of hanah, a qualitative form of hanah, not just quantitative. Not just making it easier for you to do the same exact thing. It's the same exact drinking here or in the bottom of the well. The end result is just making it easier for you. As opposed to feeding your cow by standing still or traveling around. That's a whole different derech. Because the feeding the cow is considered one activity. Now it's spread out or it's condensed. All right, a little bit of a different type of area for us, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the question is, what should we go to next? I don't think, I mean, the rest of the Gemara is not really, not going to last that long. Go back to some more strict halachic categories. There's an interesting, I mean, trying to find something small that we can do in a couple of days. Yeah. There is one other interesting area. There's another, I mean, a lot of interesting areas, but one thing I happened to see recently, interesting question, is Gram Kiboy. Gram Kiboy, causing Kiboy. This is the same in this parak, what this parak is about, Kiboy, putting out a fire, saving your house from burning it down. The question is, if there's a fire breaks out in your house, what are you allowed to do? Are you allowed to put water around it? Or do you have to put water and kalem around it? You know what I mean? Different questions of kiboy. What's considered kiboy? What's considered gram kiboy?
You're allowed to put water.
Sure. Huh? I guess if your shirt is on fire, you're allowed to wet down the other side? Or is that considered like kiboy?
I would get it off.
You could probably step it up and
pour water over right. The area above the fire.
So it's not that much. There's only two. There are two gemaras that has to do with it.
Where?
The Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, the bottom.
Mishnah.
The bottom Mishnah. Okay. You just do that up until the next side. No. You don't have to go that far. Where's two dots? No, it's just up to the Tanur Rabbanan, like five lines down. Okay, there's that, and then there's one more Gemara. The Gemara is the last page in Kira, the last Mishnah in Kira. Those two Mishnayos is the whole sugya. Third paragraph, Mem Zayin on this. Seems like a contradiction. Right? They're like bite-sized Mishnayos, right?
Yeah.
And the Gemara
there. So do those two cases and take a look, and the Gemaras. And if you want, you take a look. The Ran really, the Ran on Kuf Kuf, on the Gemara on Kuf Kuf, takes up the problem. Because the Rif seems to paskin against the Gemara, tries to explain his shot. So his question is, the basic question is, do these two Gemaras contradict each other, or is there a way to work them out together? That's the basic question. Okay, that's the basic question. They seem to be saying different things. Is there a way to work them out, or do you have to say they're contradictory and you have to pick one?
Uh-huh.
Seems the Rif held you have to pick one, and you pick this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and other Rishonim say, no, you can work them all out. Okay?